Why is salt considered a spiritual weapon? The hidden truth of salt in the Bible. 1. Discovering salt's spiritual significance. Salt is one of the most common and essential elements in human life, playing a critical role in culinary practices worldwide. However, its significance transcends its mundane use as a seasoning or preservative. In the Bible, salt emerges as a profound spiritual symbol, carrying deep theological and spiritual connotations. The video begins by introducing salt not just as a household item, but as a divine symbol embedded within the sacred texts of the Bible. This symbol is first notably referenced in the Old Testament, specifically in the book of Leviticus, where God commands the Israelites to season all their grain offerings with salt. This seemingly simple instruction, found in Leviticus 2:13, holds a much deeper spiritual meaning. The verse states, "Season all your grain offerings with salt. Do not leave the salt of the covenant of your God out of your grain offerings. Add salt to all your offerings." At first glance, this might seem like a routine directive, perhaps related to enhancing the flavor of the offerings. However, the mention of the salt of the covenant reveals that salt in this context is not just a culinary additive, but a symbol of an unbreakable, eternal covenant between God and His people. In ancient times, salt was highly valued not just for its ability to enhance taste, but more importantly, for its preservative qualities. It had the power to prevent decay and preserve food for long periods, making it a vital resource in a world without modern refrigeration. The preservation qualities of salt made it an ideal symbol for something enduring, something that would not fade or spoil over time. In the context of the Bible, salt came to symbolize the eternal nature of God's promises, which, like salt, would remain unspoiled and unchanging. The covenant of salt mentioned in Leviticus signifies a sacred agreement between God and the Israelites that was meant to last forever. Salt, with its enduring and preservative qualities, was the perfect metaphor for this covenant. Unlike other substances that might degrade or lose their potency over time, salt remains stable, consistent, and pure. This stability made it an apt representation of the divine covenant, an agreement that was as unchanging and dependable as salt itself. Moreover, the choice of salt as a symbol of the covenant emphasizes its importance in the spiritual life of the Israelites. By instructing them to add salt to all their offerings, God was not merely asking for a seasoning. He was asking for a reminder of the eternal covenant that bound them to Him. Every time the Israelites used salt in their offerings, they were reminded of the unbreakable promise that God had made with them, a promise that would endure through all generations. This introduction to salt as a spiritual symbol sets the stage for understanding its broader significance in the Bible. It is not merely a mundane substance, but a divine symbol that carries with it the weight of God's eternal promises. As the video progresses, it delves deeper into the various ways salt is used in the Bible, exploring its role as a symbol of preservation, judgment, spiritual warfare, and more. 2. Salt as a symbol of preservation and judgment. The Bible frequently uses salt as a symbol of preservation and judgment, reflecting its dual role in the physical and spiritual realms. While salt's preservative qualities make it a metaphor for endurance and purity, its association with judgment is vividly illustrated in the story of Lot's wife from the book of Genesis. In Genesis 19, we encounter the infamous cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, places of profound moral decay and corruption. These cities had become so wicked that God decided to destroy them as a form of divine judgment. However, God, in His mercy, sent two angels to warn Lot, the only righteous man in the city, to flee with his family before the destruction began. The angels gave Lot and his family a specific instruction: do not look back, as they fled the city. As the story unfolds, Lot's wife, for reasons left to speculation, disobeys this command and turns back to look at the city. In that moment, she is transformed into a pillar of salt. This dramatic transformation is not merely a punitive act, it is laden with symbolic meaning. Salt, in this context, represents judgment, a final, irreversible consequence for disobedience. Lot's wife, in turning back, was not just looking at a city, she was looking back at the sin and corruption that God was eradicating. Her transformation into a pillar of salt serves as a physical manifestation of what happens when one clings to the past, to sin, and to disobedience. The symbolism of salt in this story is profound. Salt, as discussed earlier, is a preservative, something that prevents decay and keeps things from spoiling. Lot's wife, by becoming a pillar of salt, is essentially preserved in her disobedience, a lasting monument to the consequences of turning away from God's commands. She becomes a frozen reminder of what happens when one chooses to disobey God. Her transformation is not just a punishment, but a symbol of the enduring nature of God's judgment. Moreover, the story of Lot's wife highlights the dual nature of salt as both a preservative and a symbol of judgment. While salt can preserve and protect, it can also serve as a reminder of the consequences of sin. This dual symbolism is echoed throughout the Bible, where salt is used to represent both the preservation of God's covenant and the judgment that comes from breaking that covenant. The concept of salt as a symbol of preservation and judgment extends beyond the story of Lot's wife. Throughout the Bible, salt is used in various contexts to symbolize the enduring nature of God's promises, as well as the consequences of disobedience. For example, in Numbers 18:19, God speaks of an everlasting covenant of salt with the Israelites, emphasizing the unbreakable nature of his promises. At the same time, the story of Sodom and Gomorrah serves as a stark reminder of the judgment that comes when those promises are broken. The use of salt as a symbol of preservation and judgment highlights its powerful role in the spiritual life of the Israelites. It is a reminder that God's promises are enduring and unchanging, just like salt. But it is also a reminder that those who disobey God, who turn away from His commands, will face judgment, judgment that, like salt, is enduring and irreversible. 3. Salt's role in spiritual warfare and exorcism. In addition to its symbolic roles in preservation and judgment, salt has also been historically used in spiritual warfare and exorcism, further emphasizing its significance as a spiritual weapon. The video explores how salt, far from being just a culinary ingredient, has been employed in various religious traditions as a tool for protection, purification, and even exorcism. In ancient times, salt was believed to have the power to create barriers against evil and to protect individuals and spaces from unholy influences. This belief was rooted in the idea that salt, with its purifying and preservative qualities, could ward off evil spirits and negative energy. People would often sprinkle salt around their homes, particularly around doorways and windows, to create a protective barrier that evil spirits could not cross. This practice was not merely superstition. It had deep roots in religious traditions and texts. One of the most notable examples of salt being used in a protective and purifying context can be found in the story of Elisha in 2 Kings 2:19-22. In this story, the people of Jericho come to Elisha, complaining that their water is bad and the land is unproductive. In response, Elisha throws salt into the spring of water and declares, "This is what the Lord says, I have healed this water. Never again will it cause death or make the land unproductive." The water was purified and the land was made fertile once more. Here, salt is not just a random ingredient. It is a symbol of God's power to cleanse and protect. The use of salt in exorcism is another fascinating aspect of its role in spiritual warfare. In various religious traditions, salt has been used as a key element in rituals designed to expel demons and cleanse spaces of evil spirits. The logic behind this practice is straightforward. If salt can purify and protect in the physical realm, it should also be effective in the spiritual realm. Salt was often mixed with water to create holy water, a staple in exorcisms and blessings. The salt water would be sprinkled around to purify the area and drive out any lingering evil spirits, acting as a spiritual disinfectant that left no room for darkness to linger. The connection between salt and spiritual warfare is particularly intriguing because it highlights how even the most common, everyday items can take on profound spiritual significance. Salt in these rituals becomes more than just a physical substance. It becomes a weapon against the unseen forces of evil. This understanding of salt as a spiritual weapon has endured through the centuries, with many people still using salt for spiritual protection in various forms today. Whether it's a pinch of salt in the corners of a room, a line of salt across a threshold, or even carrying a small pouch of salt for protection, these practices have been passed down through generations, a testament to the enduring belief in the power of salt. This aspect of salt as a spiritual weapon ties directly into its broader biblical symbolism. Just as salt was used to symbolize an unbreakable covenant and to represent divine judgment, it is also used to protect against evil and to purify spaces and individuals. This multifaceted symbolism of salt highlights its profound spiritual significance, making it much more than just a seasoning or preservative. It is a powerful symbol of God's protection, purification, and power over the forces of darkness. 4. Jesus calling believers the salt of the earth. One of the most well-known references to salt in the Bible comes from the New Testament, where Jesus calls his followers the salt of the earth in Matthew 5:13. This statement, part of the Sermon on the Mount, is not merely a casual metaphor, but a profound challenge to those who seek to live a life of faith. By calling his disciples the salt of the earth, Jesus was urging them to embody the essential qualities of salt preservation, purity, and influence in their spiritual lives. In the ancient world, salt was a valuable and essential commodity. It was used not only to enhance the flavor of food, but also to preserve it, preventing decay and spoilage. This dual function of salt enhancing flavor and preserving life made it an apt metaphor for the role that believers were to play in the world. Just as a small amount of salt can transform the flavor of an entire dish, so too were Jesus' followers called to influence the world around them in a positive way. They were to be the preservers of goodness, truth, and moral integrity in a world prone to decay and corruption. Jesus' statement also carries a deeper spiritual meaning. In calling his followers the salt of the earth, he was highlighting their responsibility to live out their faith in a way that made a tangible difference in the world. Believers were to be the agents of change, bringing the flavor of God's love, justice, and righteousness to a world that desperately needed it. They were to act as preservatives, preventing the moral and spiritual decay that threatened to overtake society. However, Jesus did not stop at simply calling his disciples the salt of the earth. He added a cautionary note: "But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." This warning underscores the importance of maintaining one's spiritual integrity and effectiveness. Salt, in its pure form, does not lose its flavor or potency, but if it becomes contaminated or mixed with other substances, it can lose its effectiveness. In a spiritual context, this means that believers must remain true to their purpose and calling. They must resist the temptation to compromise their values or to be deluded by the influences of the world. If they allow themselves to be distracted or corrupted by worldly concerns, they risk losing their ability to make a positive impact. Jesus' warning serves as a powerful reminder to stay focused on the mission of preserving and enhancing the goodness in the world without allowing oneself to be compromised. The metaphor of salt also ties into the broader biblical themes of covenant, judgment, and spiritual warfare. Just as salt was used to symbolize the unbreakable covenant between God and his people, believers are called to live in a way that reflects the enduring nature of God's promises. They are to be unchanging and steadfast in their faith, just as salt is stable and consistent in its physical properties. Moreover, by calling his followers the salt of the earth, Jesus was also reminding them of their role in spiritual warfare, standing as a protective and purifying force against the forces of evil and corruption in the world. This call to be the salt of the earth is not just a one-time challenge. It is a daily commitment. Every day, believers are given the opportunity to make a difference, to influence the world for the better, and to preserve the values that align with God's will. It is a high calling, but it is also a privileged one that comes with the responsibility to live out one's faith in a way that is both impactful and enduring. 5. Final reflections on being the salt of the earth. As the video draws to a close, It offers a final reflection on the profound spiritual implications of being the salt of the earth. This concept, rooted deeply in biblical tradition, is not just about the literal use of salt, but about embodying the qualities that salt represents in a spiritual context: preservation, purity, and influence. Being the salt of the earth is about more than just holding on to one's faith. It is about actively living it out in a way that influences and enhances the world around us. It is about preserving the goodness, truth, and righteousness that God has entrusted to His people, and ensuring that these values are passed down to future generations. This requires a daily commitment to living out one's faith in a way that is both consistent and impactful. One of the key takeaways from the video is the idea that being the salt of the earth is an active, not passive role. Just as salt actively preserves and enhances the flavor of food, believers are called to actively engage with the world, to make a difference, and to prevent moral and spiritual decay. This means standing firm in one's convictions, even when it is difficult, and being willing to speak out against injustice, corruption, and sin. The metaphor of salt also serves as a reminder of the importance of remaining pure and undiluted in one's faith. Just as salt can lose its potency if it becomes contaminated, believers must be careful to guard their hearts and minds against the influences that could lead them away from their true purpose. This requires vigilance, prayer, and a commitment to staying true to the teachings of Jesus. Finally, the video ends with a call to action, encouraging viewers to strive to be the salt of the earth in everything they do. This means living a life that reflects the love, grace, and truth of God, and being a positive influence in the world. It is a challenge to all believers to take seriously the responsibility of being God's representatives on earth, and to make a tangible difference in the lives of those around them. In conclusion, the concept of salt as a spiritual weapon is deeply rooted in biblical tradition and carries profound implications for how believers are called to live their lives. From its use as a symbol of covenant and judgment to its role in spiritual warfare and purification, salt represents the enduring, unchanging, and powerful nature of God's promises. By calling His followers the salt of the earth, Jesus was challenging them and us to live in a way that preserves, purifies, and enhances the world, reflecting the eternal and unchanging nature of God's love and truth. It is a high calling, but it is also a privilege, and one that each of us can embrace in our own unique way, no matter where we are or what we do.